Don't Look Up director Adam McKay maintains second home in Ireland while posing as climate crusader. By David Ng on March 23, 2022. Netflix's Don't Look Up director Adam McKay has used Oscar season to reinvent himself as one of Hollywood's most vocal climate change activists. He has called climate change the most serious threat facing mankind, demanded the defunding of a natural gas pipeline, and even claimed that anyone who dislikes his movie isn't serious about global warming. But there's one inconvenient truth lurking beneath the vice director's woke facade. McKay and his wife have owned homes in Los Angeles and Ireland, a 10,000-mile round trip that gives the celebrity couple an elephantine carbon footprint. According to the World Land Trust's carbon calculator, a round-trip flight for McKay, his wife Shira Piven, and their two children, even assuming economy class seating for all four travelers, would produce 9.97 tons of CO2 as each passenger travels 10,337.2875 miles in the air. Drives to and from airports are not part of that calculation. A spokeswoman for McKay didn't respond to questions from Breitbart News about the ownership status of the Ireland residence and how the family travels to and from the property. McKay's residence in the Irish countryside was revealed in a 2020 article in Architectural Digest magazine, which devoted a lavish photo spread to the 12-acre estate in County Cavan. Ireland doesn't have the white noise that America has. You don't have this sense of constantly being advertised to, McKay told the magazine. In Los Angeles, there's always this buzzing. We just immediately talked about how quiet and relaxing it was to be here. The 5,000-square-foot, 8-bedroom home underwent extensive renovations, including the replacing of the hardwood floors, gutting the kitchen and baths, and installing a new staircase. McKay, who is nominated for two Oscars for Don't Look Up, including Best Picture, has preached the gospel of climate change in conjunction with Netflix's release of the movie in December. The movie itself is a political satire that uses an asteroid headed toward Earth as a metaphor for global warming. In one interview, the filmmaker called climate change the biggest threat to life in human history, saying he made the Netflix movie as a way to get people talking about the issue. Earlier this month, McKay reportedly participated in a street demonstration in downtown LA to demand the defunding of Canada's Coastal GasLink pipeline. The pipeline has become a pet cause for Hollywood celebrities, despite soaring energy prices that are disproportionately hitting middle-class families. Adam McKay is worth an estimated at $40 million. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.